BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show on a Monday, and the Odyssey app is free. And, oh, well, it's been free forever. But you can put it on your phone, take us anywhere you go, plus you get the podcast there. I think it's going to be sweater weather.
Sweater weather.
Later on it's this week. Weather? That's what they're saying. Look, don't hold it to me, but I'm just saying, I'm seeing reports.
Sweater weather.
Sweater weather I is love sweater on weather. The way.
Mm-hmm. Although yeah. I'll be out of town, but yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see you in your Mark Anthony cashmere.
Yeah.
The V-neck that I got you, oh, yummy.
I love that sweater.
I know you do.
Oh, I wear it all winter.
I feel like, I don't know why, but I just feel like moths have eaten through it.
No, we don't have moths.
You don't?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I don't know. A lot of people with DirecTV very happy this morning. They reached a deal, and now you're going to get that Disney programming.
DirecTV and Walt Disney Company reached an agreement returning Disney's channels to its customers.
Good.
And they're still finalizing the new multi-year contract, but Disney, ESPN, ABC stations, and the streaming service Hulu have all been immediately restored. The outage stemmed from fees that DirecTV paid to Disney. The channel had been dark for millions of customers since September 1st.
Millions, including Carson.
Yeah.
Millions.
You must be happy.
I am, especially Little Debbie and her Mickey Mouse Funhouse. She loves that show.
I know you talked about it earlier, Chuck E. Cheese or whatever, but how lame is that screen?
I know.
I mean, kids already have so much screen time. By the way, if you don't know, Carson took his daughter to Chuck E. Cheese, and there's like a 10-foot wall, a horizontal wall with Chuck E. Cheese just playing.
It's so stupid, and it just plays constantly.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Man, those animatronics, they were great.
They were great.
They were great, and they're free employees. You don't have to pay those guys in the band.
Exactly, and not only that, but the squeak with them. It was so real.
It brings me back to my childhood.
When you're in there, whenever that curtain opens up for the band, that every kid in there goes crazy.
Well, and it's mesmerizing, and you wait for it in anticipation, but the screen they have now is just a 10-foot screen that constantly plays.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no anticipation.
It's so lame.
I've told you in the past of my Chuck E. Cheese story, right?
Yeah.
We were down in Tampa, Florida. My kids were about 4 or 5 years old. I mean, they weren't that old at all. But they loved Chuck E. We went to Chuck E. Cheese, and we were in there, and the band, the animatronics, all that played. It was just a great time. Leaving the place, we walked to the parking lot. There's Chuck E. Got his head off, sitting on top of a cinder block while he's smoking a cigarette.
Oh. That'll ruin a kid.
Traumatized. Oh. We never went back.
Yeah, Scarred that'll ruin a back. Kid.
Yeah, Chuck E. had a habit, man. Chain smoker.
My friend, Monica Medina. Yeah, that's her real name, Monica Medina. Anyway, she was Chuck E., and she said that somebody had vomited in their head.
Oh, man.
Oh, Topper Jamie.
Yeah, sorry. We can call her. She'll prove it.
I'm just saying. That's a great story.
Well, I mean, and how do you clean? They took it to the dry cleaner, I guess.
Yeah, but you truly can't get that out.
No.
On the inside.
And Carson was telling me this morning about the trip to Chuck E. Cheese and all this. And then he kind of threw it for a loop because he said their pizza's really good.
They've stepped up the pizza game.
They did redevelop it, remember?
Mm-hmm.
But I had it when my kid was little, after the redevelopment.
Really?
I mean, not really good. Good, better. Kind of like going to whatever that place is with the divers. Better, but not amazing.
I've always felt like that it was just terrible pizza.
It was, but they redeveloped it.
Oh, they redid it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Because remember during COVID, they were doing like a ghost restaurant pizza place. And it was Chuck E. Cheese pizza, but they were selling it like delivering with Uber Eats and stuff, and no one knew that it was actually Chuck E. Cheese pizza.
I don't remember this story.
Yeah, I remember that story.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. What? So they were pretending to be another pizza place?
Yeah.
Oh, like Ron's Pizza?
Yeah.
And it was really Chuck E. Cheese.
And it was Chuck E. Cheese pizza.
Nobody knew?
Like DoorDash.
Exactly.
Oh my God, that's so funny. It
was all through delivery.
That's funny.
I told you that rat's sneaky.
I know, right?
Yeah, look at him. Look at him.
I do love the whole ticket situation and getting the stuff.
Going to the shop. How many tickets do we get?
It's so fun. Except for I told you I got busted at Dave and Buster's.
Yeah.
Because I wet down the tickets because it was by weight.
I mean, it's smart.
Chuck E. Cheese is by count, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
By count.
Dave and Buster by weight, so you soak them in some water.
Frog that went to a birthday heavier. Went to a birthday party yesterday. It was one of those places where you collect tickets or whatever. He came home with a stuffed Spider-Man.
Oh,
a
nice.
Stuffed Spider-Man.
He got some good stuff.
My wife said it cost us $60.
And it's a little off of Spider-Man because they don't have the trademark to him. Yeah, so it's Spider-Person-y.
Yeah. It's got three eyes. Right. Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's so funny.
Though. He loved it. I said, well, what did that cost? She goes, about
$60. You know what you have to do when you guys go to Chuck E. Cheese? It's going to sound crazy, but there's a machine that you put money into, and your kid stands in front of it, and it does a pencil sketch of your kid. It's not real, you know, but it's pretend
like
pencil.
Like digitized, yeah.
It turned out beautiful. I have it framed.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a Chucky?
Yeah, and it looks like somebody took a pencil and drew my son.
Oh, man, we must have
And
missed
it's not
that.
A character either. It's like his real face in pencil. I framed it.
Is it in your foyer?
It's just on the shelves. I'll bring it in tomorrow.
I mean, if it's cool, it's cool.
You guys are going to see it tomorrow, and you're going to be like, whoa, that is good looking. It is amazing. It's just off to the side.
They did have, so we put little Debbie, she wanted to ride with Mickey, with Mouse, right? And they had like a little cart. One of those things, it's almost like you put the quarters in at the grocery store. Remember those horses?
Yeah.
Ride that?
Yeah.
It's animatronic, but she was in there, and you push a button, and it does take your picture. With Chuck E. Cheese, right? But the picture came out, it was so blurry. That lens was just
oh, it's
dirty. Like, you couldn't even see it. It was all cloudy.
No, that's gross.
I was like, no wonder it's free.
You know the big circle one, the block, and it's a circle, and they climb up? My kid just stood in there. I had to climb up in there and get him out. Because he's like, nope, not coming out. We're not leaving. Because he went running, because I was like, we got to go, bud. Next thing I know, he's in that circle thing.
And he's like,
I figured it out. I think Chucky had to fire the band in order to buy that machine to draw
Maybe
your kid.
Maybe that's it. Maybe
I couldn't afford both.
It is pretty cool. Y'all get one.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Broncos lose yesterday.
Oh, man.
Yeah. To the Steelers.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. As I mentioned a few minutes ago, the Broncos losing to the Pittsburgh Steelers over the weekend yesterday afternoon at Mile High Stadium. The place was packed. Did you watch any of the game?
Not really. I mean, to be honest, no.
It felt like, just listening on TV, that 50% of that crowd was from Pittsburgh.
Oh, I agree. Was it?
It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Every time Pittsburgh did something good, which wasn't very often, but more than the Broncos, that place went crazy.
Was it all the colors? Was it black and gold in most of the stands?
That terrible towel.
Yeah.
That they it was everywhere.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what's going to happen. You were really optimistic, BJ. You were like, it's going to be a great season. Oh, my God. It's you guys. And then
I'll own it, Jamie.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm dead wrong.
How much money did you lose entirely over the whole weekend?
Oh, boy.
Why'd you look at the clock?
Yeah. Probably a couple $100.
Yeah. Really? So that means a couple thousand?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's code.
Look at him rubbing his eyes.
I hate the Kansas City Chiefs. Those referees cheat for them.
What was it going to be if they won?
Could have cleared everything. Could have cleared the whole slate for
Oh,
me.
Really? So you did like a parlay thing or whatever they call it? Oh, no.
Chiefs are the only one that got
me. No wonder you're so angry at them.
Fourth down and 46.
What would you have won?
They throw a flag.
What would you have won? How much? About. And be honest.
1,400.
Whoa, God.
Yeah.
Taylor's boyfriend.
Did you hear that laughing?
Yeah. He loves it.
Well, why are you laughing, dude?
Just because I lose my parlays all the time, so it's funny.
Oh,
to watch
so you want everybody to lose if you lose, right? I wouldn't be that way with you. I would be happy you won.
Yeah.
Schmuck. Do you see where Tito Jackson died?
I don't know who that is. Oh,
Jackson 5.
Oh,
what are the Jackson 5?
No, I didn't see
that. Died of a heart attack driving his car.
Really?
Yeah.
How old is he?
70.
Oh.
70. Was driving from New Mexico up to Oklahoma, I think it was. He was behind the wheel of a car when he died.
Wow. Yeah. No, I did not hear that. Yeah. I was really out of service all weekend.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
Well, you had a lot going on.
We have a lot going on. Dude, we have so much going on.
Jamie is taking her son out to California for college.
Yeah.
They leave Wednesday? Are you leaving
Wednesday?
We're going
to leave maybe Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hit the road, man.
Yep. All the way to North Carolina. Northern California.
Yeah. That's going to be a good road trip, though.
Oh, yeah. It'll be a long way.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
How many hours?
I don't know.
You haven't looked into it yet?
No.
Oh, man. You got to look into this. Come on.
I'm sure you'll do it for me.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it right now.
I'm going to tell you right now how long it's going to take. Okay. Now, where are we going to? Santa Clara?
We're going to Santa Clara.
I don't know where you're going.
It doesn't matter. I'm not saying where we're going.
We're going from the tunnel.
What?
From the tunnel to Santa Clara.
He's going
to
map it all out
Santa
for you.
Santa Clara.
Oh, man, 15-hour drive.
Hey, by the way, have you seen how much California is shaking?
Yeah.
And actually, the whole world. I mean, the whole world is, there's a lot. I don't know, maybe it's because I get the alerts or whatever, because I'm weird like that. Because we're not in earthquake land. But I get all the results. And like Houston had one, Arkansas, California. It's like, damn.
Yeah.
It's
pretty active right now.
It is.
They keep calling for the big one. It hasn't happened yet, but it will one day. You know it will.
What are those things called?
Tectonic plates.
Yeah. What's Teptronics? Oh, that's on my car.
Yeah, it is.
that's not it. And shifting gears. All right. Anyway, yeah. It's, man. You know how you spell tsunami, right?
Yeah.
T-Sun Amy.
T-Sun Amy?
With an I. That's how I learned it in school.
Really?
It makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I always had a hard time with tsunami in spelling bees. Like, S. So my dad taught me this, and he said, it's T-Sun Amy with an I. And I'm like, yes.
Oh, that's perfect.
T-S-U-N-A-M-I. T-Sun Amy. Never forget it.
All right, when you get out to California, you guys are going to go out there. Now, what day are you coming back?
Sunday. I'm flying back.
You're
Sunday.
Flying back, okay? Yeah. So are you renting a vehicle to go or a full U-Haul truck?
U-Haul truck.
Oh, okay. So you're going to turn that sucker
I'm
going to
be
back.
Like a big old butch dog.
Wow, so you do.
Yeah, with my name on my like right here, Jamie! Yeah.
You do have a lot of stuff then.
Yeah, and well, it's a little one.
Oh,
it's
okay.
With the mama's attic or whatever the hell that thing is called. Yeah, it's a little one. But he can't drive it because you have to be 25.
Right.
So it's all me. But yeah, I mean, just going through everything and he and I like arguing about like, do you want to take this? Do you not want to take this? The shoe thing, like everything. It's all a discussion. Argument is strong because we're having a great time. But we put on all this old music. And I mean, the house was just bouncing off the walls. All this like old 70s music. And we're both just singing and packing. It was really fun. We had a great time. The only time we didn't have fun is when we went to Walgreens and he put the industrial size box of condoms in the basket. And I look at him and I go, really? Yeah. And he's like, it's better be safe. So I'm walking around Walgreens. We're getting all the little things. And then he goes, oh, crap, I have a hair appointment. I'm going to be late. So he leaves me to, pay for everything.
No.
And here I am, this little old lady buying a box of Magnum condoms.
Gotta be prepared.
Yeah. I'm sure they're like, why is this old lady buying these Magnum condoms? They're for my kids. No, I can't even say that. That sounds weird.
You could never have too many.
Sounds like he's picked out a new major out.
Yeah, he sure has. Can be prouder.
I thought about it all weekend. I really did. It was on my mind simply because it's such a milestone.
It is.
First time I met Ralphie, he was 5 years old.
Isn't that crazy?
He's in the studio.
Yeah, he was
literally 5 years old. And now to know that he's going off to college this weekend.
I know.
It's just crazy.
And so I was crying yesterday and I don't want to give him guilt or anything. So I was trying not to. And he's like, Mom, I'm going to be back for Thanksgiving. I'm going to be back for Christmas. It's not like, I'm like... He's like, I'm going to be back. And I'm like, because you don't want to make him feel guilty.
Right.
Because my job is, I'd feel worse if he was living at home.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, I get it. You don't have to apologize for that one.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
I didn't feel bad about some of my kids living at home.
Yeah.
But once they reach age 35, man, it's time to. You know what I mean?
How old are you, Schmidel?
34.
Oh, God.
You got time, man.
Yeah. I got 3 months.
Things are different today. It's not like used to, move out at 16.
Yeah. Well, and the prices are. In your defense, the rent is insane.
Especially here in Colorado.
I am paying rent. I pay $1,300 a month in rent right now. Ooh, living with my uncle.
You're splitting it three ways. That's insane. Yeah.
That's crazy.
It is. Yeah.
Wow.
I get it.
All right. BJ and Jamie on a Monday. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on a Monday. Going to be warm today, 85, but there's a cold front on the way. Going to feel like fall, they say, by Thursday and Friday and into the weekend, too. Last week, remember I told you about hiring that guy to come to the house to work on a car?
Yeah.
Well, that didn't go well.
What? You loved him. You went on and raved about him.
I did.
Yeah, and I said, take it to John at Highlands Ranch Imports. I trust him. Jamie, this guy's great. He's been great.
It's headed to John's.
Oh, no.
Well, guys, we have the rawest
look. No. Here's probably what happened, because it happened to my kid. So my kid also put in a new starter in his Toyota.
Yeah.
But he bought a either rebuilt or used one from Napa.
Yeah.
And it went bad on him.
Okay.
So then he worked on it so long he had it. So he took it to John. John's like, you got a bad starter.
Oh. This story is worse though.
Oh no.
Okay. Yeah. So the guy comes to the house. My wife, she's got this vehicle, and the starter went out, just as Jamie said. And so she called this. They come to your house and do it. The remote people. The guy was great. He was. I was bragging about him once in a Jamie.
Oh yeah.
I would push this guy off on anybody that he can come to your house. He can fix anything. He can put a new engine in if you need it. Right. So over the weekend, she finally drove it for the first time. It starts up fine, sounds good, in the driveway, that is.
Right.
So she leaves the house, and I get a phone call about, 10 minutes later, and she's out on Kipling, and the car will not go more than 30 miles per hour, no matter how much you press on the gas, right? It's just like this. And then the next thing you know, she hears some type of, not an explosion, but it was something popped. On the vehicle.
Did she have the parking brake on? Maybe he put it on while he's working under it?
No.
No, I mean, because, you have to set the parking brake. Yeah.
There's no bad gases here, Jamie. Yeah. Next thing she knows is she pulls over just to say, what the hell was that? Fluid everywhere, all out underneath the vehicle. She finally starts it back up and gets it back to the house. She's only 400 yards from the house, right? And she finally gets this thing leaked every fluid it's got in it out onto the road. It's unbelievable.
Weren't you just telling Carson and I off the air how your neighbor is mad about the oil spots?
Yeah. they're going to be furious now.
Maybe that fluid, if it's transmission or whatever, maybe it'll pull up the oil spots.
And now, calling somebody up to come to your house to fix a vehicle sounds like something I'd do, okay? Not my wife. She's very meticulous. She loved John over at Highlands Ranch. Why she didn't take it to him? Because he was backed up and she needed it fixed. She said immediately, right? Well, now we have the regret, okay?
Yes.
Because we should have just taken it to John, which it'll end up there eventually anyway. But it's something I normally would do. I feel so good that I'm off the hook.
And it wasn't your idea.
Now, I don't do what she would do, which is jump all over her and say, hey, I told you, you don't do something. This job's too big for a driveway. Blah, blah, blah. I don't rub it in.
Right,
okay?
Yeah.
If this had been me, Jamie.
But you kind of rubbed it into us because I was like, no, just take it to John so he can hoist it. It's a big project to get up under there. And they're like, Jamie, you don't understand. This guy's amazing.
Even though he had to come back, he had all the parts in the driveway overnight.
Yeah, he left the parts in the driveway.
I even said to the guy, when he started taking the car apart, because he had to take off the top part of the engine, all these hoses and everything. I mean, it was a massive job. And I even said to him, I said, dude, look, this might be a little bit too much. We might need to take this somewhere else, okay? We could stop right now. I'll pay you for showing up.
Right.
Just let's just go. No, I got this. He says, I got this. And sure enough, he had it. He got it all right.
So what do we think's wrong now?
We have no idea.
That's so weird.
We just know that fluid's everywhere.
We've got a bigger issue than
when
we started.
From a starter to now you have fluid everywhere. Remember when Carson got his oil changed and they didn't put back in the filters?
Oh, and it was leaking all over my garage. Oh, that was a mess. I forgot about that.
I didn't because I thought it was funny. Here is the most OCD man on the planet. And he has oil everywhere.
Everywhere.
I Zelled this guy $800.
Oh, God.
$800 for this repair.
Yeah.
And now it's just sitting there. It won't go anywhere. Fluid everywhere. He's headed back there this afternoon.
Oh, he has to look at it again?
I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, what do you got to lose at this point, okay? It's an older vehicle, first of all. All right. But what do you got to lose? You've already paid $800. You're not going to pay more.
Give him a chance because he's going to tell you something else is wrong. He didn't do anything but the starter.
He's not getting any more money.
Well, I'm just telling you, he's going to tell you, like, whatever, something else
or
came
you need
apart.
A part, yeah.
Yeah, because, the starter will not affect anything with coolant, right?
It should. I don't know how you get fluid all over the road when we didn't even park it in the driveway. It
sounds to me like he didn't reattach one of the hoses.
That's what I'm thinking, too.
No, when you look at it and you see the spillage on the road, he didn't attach like four hoses. This thing has more liquid than Water World.
Oh my God.
That's crazy. $800.
Oh my God.
And I was all about talking about how we could, mention this guy on the air, the service. Man.
I know. And now what's happened? She drove it without any fluids in it, and now you burned up the engine.
Oh, no. They'd be shot forever.
Right?
It could be completely gone. Oh, I have no idea. Just rotten luck over the weekend, man. Just rotten luck. All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show. We'll get to tabloid trash coming up next. Hang on.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
You know what you do when you bring wolves into Colorado and they all getting killed? You bring in more.
More wolves.
More. CPW plans to release 10 to 15 more wolves per year in Colorado.
Is that going to make a difference? 10 or 15? Now, aren't the farmers really upset with the wolves?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they hate the wolves.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll just bring in a bunch more to kill the cattle and then pay
those
ranchers.
Why do we bring them in?
Does it balance the
ecosystem or something?
I guess. Well, I mean, look, here's the only thing I would say about wolves. I don't know about you guys, but the deer in my neighborhood are insane. They're everywhere. And I know that the elk up in Genesee are in people's yards and their kids can't go out and play in the yards. So I think maybe the thought is that the wolves will take some of those guys out because hunting isn't as prevalent as it used to be.
But won't they take the kids too?
Well, yeah. Yeah, so just keep them inside until they're done eating the elk.
I don't fully get the wolf integration here.
Yeah, I think that's what they're trying to do. I think. Yeah, I don't know.
We have a bear.
You do?
We got the alert over the
weekend.
Oh,
good.
Yeah, Littleton, Colorado, man.
Yeah.
There's a bear out there, and he's hungry.
Well, they'll get really hungry here in a minute, and they'll eat your ass. I mean, they'll eat you.
I guess they have to eat like...
What was that? Okay, sorry. They have to eat
like 20,000 pounds of food a day for hibernation.
I think they have like a calorie count.
Yeah, like or
20,000 pounds.
Not 20,000 calories. That's what I'm going to say.
20,000 would be like they'd have to eat like 7 cows a day.
Oh, God. All right. Anyway, I will tell you this, that Sean Payton is standing behind Bozo. He loves him, man. I don't know what that love thing is, but he's 0-2 to start. And Sean Payton's like, I don't care. He's got what it takes.
I don't get it.
He loves him.
I just don't get it. I don't get it. You got Bo Nix. Look, he's a rookie. And guess what? He has struggled. He has struggled in two games. Yesterday at halftime, he was completely struggling again. He couldn't even throw it to anybody that's open. He throws it into coverage. And why not take a shot with another quarterback? You got two more on the team.
Because Sean says that we need to be better around him. You know how you surround yourself with better people, you'll become better? So yeah. It's everybody else's fault. That's why. Duh.
Really?
Yep, that's what he's saying. Don't you have what his comment was?
Oh, yeah, I got
yeah, but here, here's Bo Zo. Or what did you call it? Bo Blows?
Bo Blows.
We turn on people quickly, by the
Bo
way.
Bo Blows.
Here it is. Oh.
Hang on 1 second.
Oh.
Chop back, threw it to the other team.
What? You did what now?
Chop back, threw it to the other team.
Yeah, over and over again.
CU won the game against CSU. Record numbers at CSU. They never had that many people fill up that stadium.
Oh, attendance.
Yeah, the highest attendance ever.
That's a beautiful stadium.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. A lot of my friends were there. They had a blast. And a lot of them stayed there.
Yeah.
Yeah, they spent the night.
Probably a good thing.
Good call. Yep. All right. Oh, my God. I do want to tell you one thing I saw over the weekend. I was up like at 2 a.m. or whatever. And I was like, I'll watch something on Netflix. I watched this. It's really an easy watch. It's a two-part series. And it's about this woman with two uteruses.
Yeah.
But she couldn't have her own children, so she adopted a child. Anyway, I'm not going to tell you anything else. You guys have got to see it. It's
What's it
so
called?
Good.
Two uteruses?
No, it's called...
Watch the Womb.
What?
Oh, it's called The Womb.
It is?
Yeah.
I don't think that's what it's the called. No, that's not
oh,
it.
God.
No.
This show,
no. Yeah, you
I
are.
Swear.
Yeah. No, it's she adopts. Anyway, I can't tell you anymore. You guys got it's a true story. It's a
really?
True story. But there's so many crazy ass twists to it. You're going down one path and you're like, okay, this is what's happening. I'm not going to tell you. But you go down one path and you're like, oh my God. And then the next thing you know, you're like, whoa, what just happened? It's that good. And it's not called The Womb.
And it's on Netflix?
It is on Netflix. But she has two uteruses and she can't have a kid, so they adopted. Does that help with your search? It doesn't, does it?
No.
That's a really hard one to Google.
I know. I put in two uterus documentary and that didn't come
up
with anything.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I'm not helping. And I don't want to tell you other keywords because I don't want to you know?
Give it up. No
yeah.
spoilers.
Yeah, exactly. It's so good. It's really, really good.
Is it Desperate Lies?
I don't know.
I just put in two
Oh, it's books. Called Into the Fire. Thank you.
Okay.
Into the Fire. Yeah, it's
Are we
the,
sure?
Yes, that is it. It's Into the Fire. You guys, there's only two episodes. You got to watch it. And you, especially, BJ.
Why?
Because you love crime shows.
Yeah, but I'm not a uterus fan.
This has nothing to do with her uterus.
Okay.
That doesn't have anything.
Yeah, it just sounds Hallmark to me, in a way.
There's no uterus. No, it's not.
It's not.
Oh,
it's,
God.
It's crime?
It's all crime.
Whoa, let's back up now,
yeah,
Nelly.
Yeah, it is. It's dark.
All right.
It's dark crime.
If it's crime, I'm into it.
It's called Into the Fire. It's on Netflix. I highly recommend it. It's a really easy watch, but it'll jolt you. It will. I was crying.
Oh, wow. Man.
Yeah, it was really...
Well, I don't want to cry.
Well, it's not like Marley and me cry.
I never watch a crime show and cry.
You haven't?
No.
Oh, I cry at every single crime show.
Really?
Every single one
no,
of them.
No, I don't.
Oh, my God.
I refuse to watch anything that has children, minors in it.
Well, then don't watch this.
Anything adult, I watch and quite enjoy them.
Oh, why?
I don't cry.
People die. How could you not... How do you enjoy that?
I like the investigative part of it. How they uncover these people.
Did it?
How slick people think they are. They're not.
Did you see that study that people that sit around and watch crime shows are like lunatics?
Psycho?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see that study?
Yep.
Yeah.
And they're dead on. I think they got it right.
All right. Let's see here. What else? Oh, also two other Netflix related. Sorry. The Perfect Couple getting huge reviews. It's not based on a true story. No, it's a novel, right? It's called The Perfect Couple. It's on Netflix. People are raving about it. They say it's really, really good. And then also Netflix is being sued by Squid Games people. Well, the show, The Squid Games, are being sued because they said they ripped it off.
They stole it from India.
Can you believe that?
Yeah, but I could see it also being very similar. And you know, file a lawsuit, you might win. Who knows? I don't know. I never watched a Squid Game, so I have no idea.
Yeah, well, I guess it was ripped off, so they are being sued by the people in India that created it. I guess there was, well, I don't guess. There was an attempt on Trump again. Somebody was in the bushes, you guys, at the golf course. This is so creepy. They were in the bushes. The Secret Service, you know, they like got their binoculars out, right? And they see a barrel that's popping through the bushes, and they shot at it, and it was a guy, and they didn't hit him, I guess. Which is kind of, that's not good on the Secret Service part.
No, it's not.
You need to, like.
No, I don't understand why there wasn't drones in the air.
Because maybe it'll hit a golf ball.
I don't know.
And maybe you don't want to hear it.
Yeah, while you're in your backswing.
Yeah, exactly.
When I first saw the story, coming in here this morning, in fact, I didn't know the layout of the golf course and how it works. But looking at it now, looking at the map and everything, this guy should have been detected well before this, before he got there.
Well, I guess that they were saying that there was no reason for concern because it wasn't public record that he was going to be playing golf that day. It wasn't on his, you know, official, like, to-do list that they send out to the press. And so there was no reason to even think he would be there playing golf.
Yeah, I don't know.
So that's the weird part about the story, too.
It's scary, though, isn't it?
It is scary.
I mean, why are we going?
People are so, like, and this is what he said, I'm a Democrat and I hate Trump. And I'm like, and then I don't feel like Donald helped much by coming, after this guy says I hate him, I don't think that Donald helped himself by saying I hate Taylor.
Like that, you think this guy was a big Taylor Swift fan?
I don't know if he was. But what I'm saying is the word hate alone is just not good.
No.
And for him to say that after, was it afterwards that he put
I have
that?
No idea. Oh, I have just, no idea.
That doesn't help.
I think it was before.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he
then
said
then aha,
it,
he was a Taylor fan.
Yeah, right.
That's
and
what
then
they, I'm thinking.
Yeah, they caught that guy in the afternoon.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay, let's see here. Oh, this is nice news. I'm really happy about this. King Charles and the Prince and Princess of Wales, which are William and
Camilla?
No. Huh? No.
Who?
William and...
William and Kate?
Yep. They all said happy 40th to Harry.
Oh.
That is nice.
So
you guys are so sweet. Well, there was theories that they weren't going to say anything. That they weren't, because, you know, they've shunned him and everything.
They do not get along.
At all. But all of them put out, like, big shout-outs. Yeah. Big 4-0, bro.
Now, didn't he do, like, a boys retreat or something?
I don't know. I didn't keep up
yeah,
with
I think
yeah,
so.
Harry.
I think he did a big boys retreat.
Oh, he did?
I don't know if they went to Vegas or not.
Yeah, hopefully they didn't go to Vegas.
The other thing, I just want everybody to know, there's these adorable runway babies that are going viral. They have the most amazing little outfits on for Halloween. Different. It's all AI.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, it's all AI.
Man, that AI.
Because I was like, how did they get those little babies to smile that and giggle and walk down an aisle and not be distracted? I mean, they're babies, right? They're toddlers.
Yeah.
And wear these outfits that are so heavy and everything. Yeah. Look at my forehead. You see it? It says duped. Duped right across there. It's all AI. Yeah, it's all fake.
That's a shame.
Yep. That's great. Or it's not AI. What did they call the other word? You know, it's where it's they put the image in there.
Photoshopped.
Yeah, it's a bigger word, but yeah.
Deep fake or...
Yeah, it's all fake. It's all fake. It's all fake. God. All right, and then finally for you, 99 days.
Till?
Christmas.
Oh, my God. I mean, man, I can't wait.
You know Christmas is my favorite.
Yeah, I know
it is. My favorite. I love Christmas.
I like Christmas.
Oh, my God. Yeah. There's nothing like Christmas. I love Christmas.
Yeah, I do, too. I like it. Not as much as you, but I do
like
it.
I love Christmas.
Yeah. Especially when you got a little one.
99 days until Christmas. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
I want to go back to the CU game real quick here with CU and CSU. You know what it is about Dion that I'm starting to really dislike?
What's
it's
that?
The sunglasses.
You have them.
I know, but I'm just saying that at some point when it gets dark out, you got to take them off. Okay?
Those lights are bright, man.
He's driving me nuts with the sunglasses.
Friday night lights.
He kept them on the entire game the other night, and it's driving me nuts. When the sun goes down, take the damn glasses off.
Maybe he forgets he has them on.
And he showed up at his press conference. He's indoors. At a press conference, and he's got on glasses that look like the size of a Buick.
Maybe,
I mean, they're huge.
Maybe they're transitions.
And it's like, They're not transitions, Carson. I'm just telling you.
Wow, you are really worked up about this.
I'm starting to get irritated over the sunglasses.
That's
Jenny.
What makes you mad?
Yes. It's like, take them off.
Oh, my God. All right, you should pick it in front. Take them off. Take them off.
Wow, I just might.
You are riled.
I just might.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.